And you'll see when we come around to the right here, all that structure there. So we've put all that structure in and we're planting all that to passion fruit. And so what we've done is we've grafted all our passion fruit here, so we've got a good rootstock, and then we've put on, we've grafted on a better fruiting passion fruit onto that, so it's all Panorama Red. So we worked in combination with the Department of Primary Industry on getting the right stock. And same with those, Tim was saying on recycling, all those tyres, we have about 5,000 tyres here now. So instead of going into landfill, we use them here. And we also connect that to training, because a lot of the Indigenous guys come from communities where there's lots of tyres and other stuff hanging around. So we say, hey, you can use these tyres and you can grow this in it. So in this case, it's passion fruit, and we'll show you when we go over here where we're growing lemongrass. And then as we head over outside the compound, you'll see a whole heap of lemongrass on your right in tyres.
Why lemongrass?
Lemongrass is easy to grow, low maintenance, as long as you fertilise and water it. A little bit of spraying involved, get some rust on it occasionally. And we're selling anything between 100 and 200 bundles of lemongrass a week.
Whereabouts?
To one of the wholesalers in Darwin.
What would be the jobs for the prisoners in establishing and maintaining that lemongrass?
Basically, establishing is basically a matter of just stacking the tyres, which we just string line rows, stack the tyres. Then the guys have got to go in and actually get a mix, fill all those tyres with the soil, a compost mix. Then we lay the irrigation, which is a low density polypipe with drippers. And then basically then we just propagate through divisions, so we just divide that clump into smaller ones and we plant them out into the tyres. And then it's just a matter of the guys then fertilising on a weekly basis and making sure that the watering's happening and a bit of weeding. From there they grow.
And then harvest?
Harvest is basically when established. So when it gets to a nice size where we have a nice size piece of lemongrass that we know is right for the market, then we go ahead and we harvest it. And that's what we're doing here now. We're harvesting the lemongrass.
Which came first, the market or the lemongrass?
Lemongrass. Because we were growing lemongrass originally over at Old Berrima, the old prison. And then from there we realised it was a good thing. It's easy to grow. It's an easy one for our guys to work with. And then we had a market for it. So from there we've just sold it and has been ever since.
What else are you hoping to market as this farm grows?
Pineapples. We're heading over here now. We're growing a McGregor. We're the only ones growing the McGregor pineapple. There's other businesses up here growing other varieties of pineapple, which is the smooths. Ours is the rough. So we're growing that for the fresh fruit market. So we're going to have to develop that probably into, you know, at least 200, 300,000 pineapple as we move forward. So we just, from this, we'll propagate through the means of slips or little suckers, if you want to call them, or buttons, and we harvest those and then we plant those, and then probably about 12 months later we get a fruit off it.
And again, which came first, these McGregors or the market?
The McGregors came first. So what I did was I got hold of an older gentleman who used to grow commercially this pineapple here in Howard Springs, and I had a talk to him and he said he was going out of the business. He was happy to sell us some of the stock. From there, we just started developing the plantation and growing it. And then from there, we've had a wholesaler, a local wholesaler, who will take everything we can grow. Got a few pawpaws here. Another one is just an interest at the moment. But what we can do is down the track, we can propagate from the seed and that, and maybe put some pawpaw in for green pawpaw and ripe pawpaw. It's just what we'll do is experiment, see how things go here. And if we're successful with it, we think it's we can make money out of it, then we'll have a look at it. You'll see up here on your left, we've got a lot of citrus in here. A lot of it was taken from seed from Old Berrima and grapefruit, lemons, limes, that sort of thing, sublimes. But the main one we've got growing here is kaffir lime with the double leaf. And we're selling a kilo a week of kaffir lime at the moment. So.
And again, all harvested by hand?
Yep, all harvested by hand. All we've got to do is make sure we weed it, make sure we fertilise it weekly and water it. So that's been successful, it's been good. So we'll come around here, and what we'll do is we'll go to the right of the lemongrass and we'll go across to take you down to the land clearing, show you what we're doing down there. This is part of our land clearing project. This is the first stage one, which is 25 hectares. So the 25 hectares, there is four strips of land that we're clearing. Part of this land clearing project is that I'm going to put a lot of structures in place to keep out the corellas, to keep out the cockadoos, to keep out the magpie geese. So we've got some structures to put in to keep a lot of that out. That will take years and years for us to set that structure up, but then at least then we won't have any damage. Like corellas or cockatoos, for example, they will just get into your irrigation if you've got tea tape or say drippers happening, and they'll actually chew it all up. So that's damage to the irrigation. Then I'll get into a pawpaw or fruit and have a nice little snack on that. So we're trying to keep all that out. So eventually we won't have that damage, but initially we will. But in time, hopefully we won't.
Not bad looking soil here, Bill.
This is the loamy red soil. So this is good soil here.
Best case scenario, how big can production get?
Well, probably as big as the market can take. You fill the local market and then you send it down south. So that's what I've been advised from one of my wholesalers in regards to our pineapple. When we fill the market here, we send it down south.
Have you ever thought of marketing the produce as prison grown?
I might hand that one over to Mr. Cross.
Tim Cross, I'm a Director of Industries and Employment for Correctional Service in the NT.
We are giving some thought to that at the moment, you know. Brand names, inside out produce, I don't know. Certainly, yeah, we're looking at that, but we don't want to compete with local businesses. We'd rather partner with local businesses so that we can add capacity where it doesn't exist or grow a product locally where they'd ordinarily be buying that from interstate. So, you know, it's a win for the NT and it's a win for local businesses.
Because the reason I ask that is obviously these days there's such a push and people want to know where their food comes from. They want to know the story behind it. And you offer a very interesting story.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the rehabilitation story that we offer and the training for prisoners. I think it is a good story. But, you know, it's a very small marketplace up here, so we've got to be very careful about how we tread, where we tread and what we do.
What kind of turnover would you like to see at optimum capacity?
Oh, probably 20 million.
At peak production, if you hope to get your $20 million turnover, what happens to that money?
It goes to offset the cost of incarceration. I mean, it's a very, very expensive business to run a correctional centre. You know, the government does the right thing and, you know, spends the money on policing. But, you know, for every dollar you spend on policing, you've got to spend $1.60 on corrections and courts. So, you know, it's an expensive operation to run. The more revenue that we can generate without impacting on local businesses, you know, coming up with innovative products or, you know, adding capacity to local businesses is going to go a long way to helping us offset that cost. For many, many years, we've done nothing but warehouse prisoners, and that hasn't fixed anything. So now we're going through, you know, and let's do our level best to reintegrate these prisoners and get them back released with some real skills, perhaps a job that they got whilst they were in here and worked at whilst they were in here, released with that. Changes their social paradigms, they go to work, they're mixing with people whose norm it is to go to work every day. They've got money in the bank, they've got some pride. That's really what we're doing here.